most people are looking to apply the social environmental criteria, and they also are looking for market returns. And when I say market, most people think of the S&P 500, the 500 largest companies in the country. And that's generally the benchmark that people measure their performance against. So these days, it's a lot easier for someone looking for a cleaner portfolio to invest with companies that are in the S&P 500. And the reason for that is that if you go back to the 1980s when I first started, the S&P 500, the top companies, the top 10, were all oil companies, plus the IBM and AT&T. So at that point, it was a little challenging to invest and keep up with the market when the largest companies were all oil companies. But that's all changed over the last 30, 40 years. Now, there's not an oil company left in the top 10. They've all been replaced. It makes it a little easier for an investor, let's say, that doesn't want to invest in oil and coal and gas, to invest in cleaner technologies that are providing a number of solutions in many, many ways through technology.